Okay, it's a big kavod for us to have Rav Agoyen Mevisacher Franschlita to give us divrei chizuk. This shir is dedicated l'chol chayli Yisrael. Everyone should have the refuahs v'soshah chayli Yisrael, and as a current for all the niftarim in this tekufa, may the divrei chizuk be a chizuk for the ganz klal Yisrael, and the Rebbe Shalom should bring Yeshua Hashem k'herif ayin. Rosh Hashiva.
Amen. Thank you very much for your zikui harabim, and I hope it'll be a tayelis for the people that are listening, and it should be a schus, as you said, for all the chaylim b'sach shachal of Israel. There is a question that I think certainly is bothering every Yirei Shamayim, and maybe most of humanity that believe in a God. And that is a question that the Pasuk says in Sefer Bereishis, Vayechridu ish alochiv leimor mazais osa alokim lanu. That they all trembled, all the people trembled, because they're wondering, mazais osa alokim lanu, what has the Ribbono Shel'Olam done to us? And that is the question that is on, as I say, most of humanity that believes in a God, and certainly we who we be believe in a Ribbono Shel Olam. But unless one is a Navi, or as Ruach HaKodesh, nobody really knows exactly what this is about and why this is happening. And in fact, it is at times like this that we wish we had someone who could tell us what exactly is that we're doing wrong, and what does the Ribbono Shel Olam want from us? And mazais osa alokim lanu. And perhaps this feeling of emptiness and chisaron, and this lacking that we feel, will perhaps inspire us to pay more attention to the brach in Shemayin Esrei, in which we say Hashiva Shevtayek Havarishana V'yatzayek V'adchila, meaning when things are just good, then we don't feel a need for a Mashiach, for a Higim, for a Navi. But now we do feel this chisaron.
You know that is?
But
please,
on a very basic level.
Please unmute yourself.
But on a very basic level, it seems part of the message is that Ribbono Shel Olam is reminding us who really is in control. And ironically, our tefillahs have been answered. Because is this not what we mispalel for on the Yom Neroim? V'chein tein pachtecha kol ma'asecha v'ein mosecha al komasha barasa v'yirucha kol ha'masim. Is this not what we asked for? That Ribbono Shel Olam should put the pachad on the world? V'ein mosecha masha barasa? But unfortunately, it hasn't led yet to v'yishtachu l'cha v'yayasachu l'magudayachas l'asaf etzoyncha b'leiv v'sholem. You know, I heard of a woman in Australia who complained to her rabbi that this loss of control and certainty is very upsetting to her. And the rabbi explained to this woman that there was never any control or certainty. There was only an illusion of control. And now we are reminded that we're all in the hands of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and in fact we control nothing. But not everyone hears that message that this is from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Rav Baruch Sirotzkin, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, tells a reshiva in the 1950s and 60s and 70s, made an interesting ha'ora on a pasuk and a rashi in last week's parsha. The pasuk says, Vayikra el Moshe, Vayidaber Hashem Elov, Me'oy al Me'ed Lemor. Zokt Rashi, Magil Oznov, the Moshe Rabbeinu heard the koil, behold Yisrael lay shimon, but nobody else heard the koil. Says Rashi on the pasuk Me'al Moed, Melamed Shahoya Koil Nifsak V'lo Hayyate Chutz La'Oyel. because the Kol Hashem stopped in the Oil Moed. Bavornt Rashi, Rashi points out, says, Yochel Mipnei Shehakol Namuch, perhaps because it was inaudible, it wasn't loud. Talmud Loimer Es HaKol, HaKol, Ma HaKol, Hu HaKol HaMafurish B'Tehillim, Kol Hashem Ba'Kayach, Kol Hashem Ba'Hodor, Kol Hashem Sheve Arozim. No, this was the Kol Hashem, the voice of the Ribbono Shel Olam that's loud and clear, that can be even Sheve Arozim, that can fell mighty cedars. Im Kein Loma Nemar Me'oil Mo'ed, Mulamed Shahoya HaKol Nifsak. The answer is, yes, it was loud, it was plenty loud, but it stopped at the walls of the Oil Moed. Unless you were in the Oil Moed, you couldn't hear it. So Rabbah pointed out Al Pidrush, really commenting on his lifespan. And he says that he witnessed the Kol Hashem Shever Arozim. He was part of the great Telzer Yeshiva in the city of Telzer, Lithuania. That entire yeshiva, and for that matter, almost all of Lithuanian Jewry was wiped out. The Telzer Yeshiva was massacred on the 20th day of Tammuz in 1944. So he saw the Kol Hashem Shev Arozim, but he also saw the Kol Hashem Bohador. He saw the splendor of the Ribbono Shel Olam's Kol, with the rebuilding of the Olam HaTorah and the Olam HaYeshivas, and the Chassidish courts, and the rebirth of Eretz Yisrael. He saw the both Kols. But in order for one to realize that it is the Kol Hashem, he has to have been exposed to the Oil Moed. That we all have to be in the Oil Moed, as says, we have to have exposed to Torah and to Ruchnius, and if not, you're not going to hear the Kol. It can be as loud as anything, and it could be as clear as day. But unless you have a shaykhus to Torah and to Yiddishkeit and to Ruchnius, you won't hear the Kol. No matter how loud the Kol, one won't hear it. And that is the situation today as well. As obvious as it is to any Frumah Yid and any Yirei Shamayim, that Me'ez Hashem Hois Azais, it's not obvious if one has never been exposed to the Oil Moed. I think another method could be, besides the fact that Ribbono Shel Olam is showing us that he is the Shalit Al HaKol, but Ribbono Shel Olam is perhaps hinting to us, being Meramis to us, that he's not happy with the way we treat Tefillah and the way we treat our shuls and Bote Medrash. The irony of this plague is that we have to fight it on a spiritual level with our hands tied behind our backs. The normal way we receive Rachamei Shamayim is through Tefillah, and unfortunately that power has been greatly diminished because we have to close our shuls and the Bote Medrash. In the city of Baltimore, there are no minyanim in the entire town, and that is the case in so many shuls across the world. And to my knowledge, this is an unprecedented event, certainly in my lifetime. We do find, for instance, in the Michtove of Rabbi Kiveger, Zecher Tzadik Livrocha, that when there was a cholera epidemic, Rabbi Kiveger limited minyanim to 15 people, and even said that they should employ the police to enforce that no more than 15 people should be there, but that all the shuls, the whole Tfutza Sa'aret, should be closed. This has never happened, at least to anyone's memory. You know, something that's closer to home, the famous Shomer Shabbos Shul in Borough Park, which I'm sure all of you are familiar with, opened in 1918. There were daily minyanim there from 6 a.m. to 2 a.m. The minyan was opened through the Depression, through the World War II, through all the events, through 9/11, but it was forced to close its doors for the first time in 102 years. It is human nature that we do not appreciate that which we have until we lose it. good health is only appreciated when one is sick. And maybe that's part of the message. We didn't appreciate tefillin, batei knesses, and batei midrashos when we had them. So now the Ribbono Shel Olam is saying to us, try living without them. And perhaps the takeaway lesson, Rabbi Isai, is that we should learn to daven better. Have to daven at home. There's no rush, because there's nothing really to do. To daven slowly and to daven with kavana. And that when Amir Tashem, the Ribbono Shel Olam, we'll take this machlo away and our shuls will be back. Let's show them more kovod beis haknesses. You know, for the Frumi Yid, the impact of this magefa, certainly for B'nai Torah, the most two impactful changes in our lives is that we cannot go to shul and that we are confined to our homes and have to spend much more time with our wives and our spouses and our families. I heard an interesting ha'orah from the Tolna Rebbe in Yerushalayim, who based this on a Chidushi Harim, on a Pasuk in Sefer Dvarim. The Pasuk says in Sefer Dvarim that when the Ribbono Shel Olam, when Moshe Rabbeinu chose Dayonim to help him adjudicate the people's Dinei Torah, the Pasuk says, Havu lochem anoshim chachomim unevoinim v'yiduim l'shivteichem. Understand, chachomim, they have to be chachomim, they have to unevoinim. But what does it mean, yiduim l'shivteichem? They should be known to your shvatim. Zok the Sifri, yiduim l'shivteichem, yiduim lochem. I want people, the Dayonim, that you know about, that you know what they're about. Zok the Medrash, Zok the Sifri Hareshin is Ate Bitalisai Uboyoshev Lifnei Lifonai. A person comes, he wants to be a dayan, he comes to Moshe Rabbeinu to apply for the job. He's Nisatev Bitalisai Zok Moshe Rabbeinu Eini Yedeha Maisov. I don't know what he's really alike, what he's like. Aval Atemak Hiranaisai. But you people, the people that live with you, Sha'atim Gidaltim Esai, that you raised him, you know who he's about. L'kach ne'mar v'yiduim l'shivteichem, sh'yiduim lochem. Shtel zich for Moshe Rabbeinu. He certainly had Ruach HaKodesh. He was Adon HaNeviim. But Moshe Rabbeinu says, I can't really know what he's really like, because in standing in front of me, Nisatev Betalisa, he has here Hurei Tshuva at that point, at that moment, he's a Tzadik Gomer. But what's he really like? What's he going to be like when he leaves my presence and he goes back to his wife and children? And that you only know what a person's really like when you live with that person in your own home. You know, there's an expression that really encapsulates this. No man is a hero to his valet, because the valet sees the person in all times, in all moods, in all circumstances. Er ken de mensch. He knows the person. And that's the truth. Nobody knows us like the members of our own household. You can be the nicest guy in the Beis Medrash, or the kindest person in the office, or wherever it may be. But you can be a different person at home. A Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. A tzaddik in the Beis Medrash, and a tyrant at home. And perhaps that's an nisoyin for us, to have to live almost 24/7 with our wives and our children. And that invariably involves more patience, more understanding, more compassion, more empathy. And that's maybe the nisoyin of these days, to be in the same house, the same four walls, with wives and children and husbands and spouses, and to see how we act. And maybe we'll learn to have more patience, and more compassion. And maybe it's no coincidence that the mitzvah of Korban Pesach is Dabru al kol adas Yisrael lemor v'yichu lehem yisela beis ovais sela boyis. Korban Pesach was all about the bayis. It was all about the home. That's how the mitzvah started. A man and his family with his wife and his children. And that's what the international perhaps wants us to do in these days. To become better fathers, better mothers, better husbands, and better wives. And one last thought. The Gemara says in Erevin and Dalit, the Alma does linen mine kehilula dami. The Gemara says in Erevin that this world is like a chasana. What does that mean? The Rebbe Rabbunim of Pashischa once said, you know what it means? Because when you go to a lot of things, when you go to a chasana, there are a lot of things that are happening in chasana. There's the food, there's the music, there's the flower, there's the people. You're interested in who's getting the kibbutim, who doesn't get the kibbutim. Is the food good? Is it not good? Is the band too loud? Is it not too loud? But that's all a sideshow. There's only one thing that counts at a chasana. And that is that the chasan gives the kala a ring in front of two kosher edim. And that this man is now marrying this woman. And nothing else counts. Not the food, not the band, not nothing, not the flowers, not the photographer, garnished. And if that chasan misses as much as a two-letter word, Hare at Mekudeshes, and doesn't say Li, it's apostolic kedushin. You can have the fanciest hall. You can spend $100,000 on that wedding, but if he doesn't say that word Li, it says garnished mit garnished. And that, Zochtev Rebbe Rabunim, is what the Gemara means, that this world is like a chasana. Because this world has so many distractions, but very little counts. And that's what we have learned over these last few weeks. What really matters? And in fact, it's brought home to us by the unique weddings and chasanas that we've heard about or even seen about. Chasanas in backyards and driveways, rather than in fancy halls. You know, my wife and I saw a video of a kala going to her chuppah in a neighborhood here in Baltimore, a small neighborhood. We saw the kala walking down the street in her gown and her veil. And everybody, people were taking videos of it, and they said, that's the kala, she's going to the chuppah. And my wife comments at that time that she doesn't know if she would have the same reaction if this was our daughter going to her chuppah. But in the end, isn't that what counts? That he and she both found their bashert, and now they can be together. Truth be told, that's the very basic, that's the basic message of the mitzvah of matzah. Concentrate on the basics. What's matzah? Flour and water. There is nothing else, no ingredients, no nothing. And maybe that's what the international wants us to learn in these days. To keep our eye on the ball. And to remember what's ikar and what's tuffel. And as the Rambam writes, that most of this world is havol havol im vein and kedai lin kim aleim. It's all garnished. You know, let me just end by saying that for many people, maybe most of Klal Yisrael, this is going to be a very unique Pesach. I know that for me, it's going to be the most unique Pesach that I've ever had. You know, the Haggadah says The Rav Elazar ben Azari says, "Hare enei kivim shivim shana." He was only 18, but he was kivim shivim shana. I don't have to say kivim. I'm kind of hor, Baruch Hashem, b'li ayin hara, halavai vayter. I'm north of shivim shana. But this is the first time in my life, from the time I was born, that I will be at a Seder with only one other person. It's never been like that. When I was a child, I was at my father's Seder. And then when we got married, I was either by my wife's family, or by our family, or by mother, Allah Shalom. I've always been with everybody. And kind of hard, we had children, we have Ein Eklach, we had a Seder sometimes, kind of hard with more than 20 people. And now, going to be a Mishnah. The Mishnah Pesachim. Ishtoi Shalosai. My wife is going to ask the Manishtana. But apparently this is what the Ibn Ishtar wants for us. And we, Baruch Hashem, at least have two. There are so many people that will sit Einer Alein on Pesach. They'll be the kind of Mishnah of Hushalas Atzmai. But this is what Ribbono Shel Olam wants for us at this time. This is our Aveda. I once heard, I think, a Maaseh with Avnei Nezer, the Sachet Shaver, that he came to him, he complained, I think it was he couldn't fast Yom Kippur. And the Sachet Shaver, the Avnei Nezer, told him, he hasn't put on tefillin in weeks because he had some stomach conditions that didn't permit him to put on tefillin. He says, my avodah is not to put on tefillin. That's my avodah Hashem. And that's our avodah Hashem. To celebrate this Pesach and Tefira Pesach and Tefira Seder, whether it's you and your wife or you and your small family, and not having your children or your parents or your in-laws or your 8 o'clock there. That's our avodah. And that's what we have to do. We have to try to do besimcha. And the Ribbono Shel Olam kishem shebenisin nigalu ubenisin asidin ligoyal. Still plenty of time for the Mashiach to come. And we are able to be oichal sham min hazvachim ומנפסוכים אם ירצה השם אחר כושר ושמח.